One of the points I wanted to come back to, which you made earlier about the fishing community, is, you know, one of the things the cruise industry does not want to do is obviously negatively impact any local industry, particularly one as important as the fishing industry here in Maine. So, yesterday I had a chance to talk to some of the pilots up here about that. I have spoken with our member cruise lines that come into Maine, and they say, you know, I think there was a recent incident, perhaps, but, you know, they say, you know, we've really worked to make sure that we stay clear of the fishing gear, et cetera. And so I was talking to some pilots yesterday, and they told me that they've actually established lanes, you know, where you have the fishing industry putting their gear, and that the cruise industry and other ships, commercial vessels, are to know where those lanes are and avoid them. And the pilots yesterday said, you know, the cruise lines do avoid those, but that said, there's a view that they are causing problems to cruise ships. So one of the things that I want to go back and suggest is that we have a discussion with that community to say, you know, what are we doing? That's, you know, we hear that actually we're not interfering with fishing in Maine, but from the fishing, sure, the fishermen themselves, we hear that we are. So, you know, let's talk about that.
Yeah, I think that would, we've I done think, that in yeah, Boston. The fishing community would appreciate having that discussion, because often, you know, people go, oh, they've only lost $50 or $200. But you add up all of those traps,
sure,
and if the fishermen are not putting their traps where they're supposed to, then that's something that needs to be addressed. But if it is a cruise-related issue, then we address that. If it's a ferry issue, then we address that. We try to identify what is the cause and how to eliminate it or make it at least a minimal problem.
And one thought on Amy's question earlier, I believe all of the comprehensive planning committee meetings, the harbor plan committee meetings, when they get going, any council consideration, those will all be public meetings, and those meetings are noticed on our website. So,
we can
any and all
the
stakeholders are always welcome.
We can share the minutes of the meetings with, you know, Andy and the cruise industry, just if there's something relating to, you know, the cruise industry. So there's no problem with that at all.
I would add all stakeholders.
I think that actually.
I have a question. The sailing, you said that the sailing comprehensive plans were putting together. Is that for this area out here, or is that just something in more general terms?
Comprehensive plan is for the entire city.
No, I get that. But you said there's a sailing community that's putting together a plan right now.
Oh yeah, the Yachting Solutions.
Yes. Is that for this area right here?
Yes, right out here.
And so I guess in that plan, have they discussed how that was going to work in conjunction with the current ships that are visiting?
I mean, over the winter months, we've had a huge public, you know, meetings on this whole thing, and we had plans that affected the whole Rockland Harbor and how we all can work together and, you know, benefit everybody. But, you know, dredging, adding dockage, you know, better infrastructure. So
they had proactively reached out to the city and said they were thinking about these sorts of improvements, and we know you're thinking about improvements to city facilities over time, and, you know, how do we make sure that our plans don't impact you and, you know, your plans. So there have been conversations, I think, between the city and the entity and with a number of stakeholders on what the impact would or wouldn't be.
So just talk about those separate from, like, your tender landing areas here and your docking.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Right. Those are city facilities right out here.
So it would affect the flow, wouldn't it, Matt? The flow of the tenders if they're over here. Yachting Solutions.
As long as their docks don't go beyond that channel.
Yeah, they're not supposed to impede on the South Channel anyway. So.
There was some confusion, I think, because there are two things that were discussed in the context of Yachting Solutions proposal. One was an expansion of their marina, and another was more of a
wish list.
A wish list of, geez, if there could be larger improvements to the harbor that would impact everybody, what could those be? And I think those were kind of confused together. And
also, it's hard with even the smaller of the plans.
where exactly, how far it was going out.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're having another look at now.
And that's sort of the question.
Yeah. And we don't know what that final thing is going to look like yet. They're looking at that again, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm. Are there any final points that we should be talking about that perhaps were mentioned in the list of things that you had earlier?
I think that the industry should be prepared because over the past 10, 12 years, the community as a whole was not very active or interested in what was going on with the industry. Nobody's sure, but all of a sudden in the last year, different segments of the community are responding. So they're seeing that Fremont, Southwest and Northeast have all the moratoriums in place. So there's some that are seeing all, some that are seeing nothing, so there's that in between. So to really be prepared that the community at this point is very interested in having ongoing discussions about what is the best business for Rockland and how to make all of that work. The sentiment has been consistently across the board that the boutique ships have been very effective and are a good niche fit for the community. As the boats have gotten bigger, people have talked about how Fram was very successful here. So I think that's an ongoing discussion. So despite that there will be a harbor redesign, there may be things that come forward sooner than a year or, you know, a year and 18 months. And I don't want people to feel that isn't going to happen, because I definitely have my pulse on what's happening in the community. And part of it is definitely getting out the correct education, the correct empirical data, to take away things like opinion, which there can be quite a bit of opinion about what's going on with the industry, but it is empirical data, there are concerns about what's good for business, what isn't. There's definitely businesses on Main Street that benefit, and then we have another group that say we don't benefit at all. And so what the commission is doing, and I do feel the community is doing, is having an active conversation on what is the best balance. So, and right now I'm not hearing no. I'm not hearing that they don't want the industry. I'm just hearing that they want the best balance for the city, the best business deal for the city, and how to make it work effectively so that we can interact in a really positive way with the industry and it doesn't have to be this.
Right.
So that's just a heads up for you, Mike.
Right, and that's what we want. The cruise lines want to be able to work collaboratively, have open lines of discussion and all that. I wish I'd gotten up here a lot earlier this year. It's been a long time coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. And you've got my card. Feel free to reach out if you need any other follow-up on the items that we discussed today. I'd be happy to do that.
Okay. No? Does anybody else have any questions?
I'm good.